gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from East West Animal Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is
Dr. Linda Register.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and Sydney will put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And the show is brought to you in part by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. If you're looking for something to take out any kind of odors from pet odor, to urine, to feces, to vomit, even skunk odor, it will take that out as well. And it's 100% guaranteed. You can find it at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Also, Good Pets Foods brings you a healthy snacking option for your dogs, providing you with six different all-natural supplements and treats that improve your dog's life. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. And join me in Italy, hopefully. That is my bucket list, and I'd love to go with Colette Tours. 1-800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009, and you can find more information at talkinpets.com. This is Talkin' Pets.
The day that I became a veterinarian, I had a sudden overwhelming wish to be a pure and simple vegetarian and give up eating all that meat and fish.
I think that's marvelous.
Meat is very unhealthy for you.
Yes. So now I live on healthy food instead, like apple cores and parsnip juice and chunks of plain brown bread. When I see my fellow men consuming sirloin steak, and I find myself enjoying tea and Dundee cake, there is really only one conclusion I can make. I'm a devoted vegetarian.
No, you don't, you little pig. You've already had yours.
That's what I say to Shadow all the time.
All right, then, just a little.
Hey, you little pig, you already had your food. Get out of the other cat bowls. So you were at one time a vegetarian, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not now.
No, not now, unfortunately.
I tried to do the same thing. I gave up red meat for 3 years, and I made it 3 years, but I was dwindling down to a stick, and I don't have my own private chef to make me my meals.
For me, I was a vegetarian for 10 years, and then I was a pescatarian for another 15. Mm. And
pescatarian,
eating fish.
Oh, okay.
And then I had to unfortunately incorporate a couple other meat items due to health reasons.
Yeah, no.
And unfortunately, everybody's metabolism and biological, you know, microbiome, whatever, is different. I was getting a lot of indigestion. I still have issues with that. It's caused some secondary problems with GERD. And then also I've had issues with anemia and stuff as well.
I'll tell you, I mean, it's I know a lot of vegetarians, and you know a vegan as well, Bobby, our old producer. He weighed 350 pounds. Now he's 150 pounds at 5'8". It's amazing. He runs every day. He's a total athlete now, and he doesn't eat any meat at all. He's all vegetables, which I am at this point right now, too. Can't afford meat. So so I'm eating a lot of vegetables myself, and I've lost 15 pounds already, which I don't want to do. I'm trying to, you know, I want to put it back on, but you need food.
Yeah, but even with me being a vegetarian, I still gained weight. So it's not the same for everybody. The other thing to keep in mind, men have a different metabolism than women.
Right.
Women are designed to put on weight, especially fat, for childbearing.
So what do you think about ones like, I know for a while, I haven't heard much about it now, but like pet foods for cats and dogs, they were thinking of there were companies that were bringing out plant-based foods. Would that work for a cat and dog?
Cats, absolutely not.
Because they need that taurine?
They have to have the taurine, which can only come from meat. And even some of the foods that have meat in them have to be supplemented with taurine. There has to be a minimal amount of taurine. Cats are obligate carnivores. Dogs are omnivores. However, they're more on the carnivore side than the herbivore side. So they actually, in my opinion, need meat as well. And part of it has to do, there's been an issue with, for years, how long now? At least 5-6 years, with grain-free diets. Because there ends up, in my opinion, being too much plant protein compared to the meat. There's been issues with dogs developing heart conditions called dilated cardiomyopathy related to diet, dogs that aren't genetically predisposed to it. The other thing that I see in my patients with these diets before there's even suspect of heart issues is high urine pH. Urine pH over 9 without having signs of a bladder infection. And that is totally abnormal. These guys are prone to developing bladder stones.
So,
urine pH should be between like 6 to 7.5.
So what do you think about the other companies that are being there? It's in the news now, more prominent than ever, that they're bringing out lab-grown meats for pet food.
Oh, my God. I don't... Oh... This whole lab-grown meat thing, period. I don't care if it's for people or for pets. I don't know what's in it. I don't know what it's made of. I don't even eat that Beyond Burger. I mean, Boca Burgers and like Morningstar Farms and some of the others. You read the ingredients, you know what they are. But some of these other things, you don't know what it is. I ain't eating that. Mm-mm, I'd rather die first.
See, I don't know. For me, I've got a different opinion on it. For the lab-grown meats for pets, as long as it gives them the nutrition and the value that is in what they were eating before, like the normal pet foods. But you got to think, though, a lot of people don't have money right now. and the thing is that they're feeding their pets cheap food. When they're feeding them the cheap food, that cheap food has byproducts and all the other garbage in it. It's almost like eating a hot dog every day for humans.
But the thing is, with the lab-grown meat, it may be okay short-term. But because it's so new, what's going to happen long-term?
But that's with anything.
And exactly. But the thing is, while it's lab-grown and designed to be meat, it may not have the same nutritional profile as real meat. And what meat are they comparing it to? Because the nutritional profile of turkey is different than chicken, different than beef, different than pork, different than lamb.
The last thing that I read on it was that it is coming out for pet food, and it's grown from the cells of actual meat, and you can have a ribeye or whatever it would be, and it has the same, qualities of it or ingredients that would be in a regular piece of meat. But they said, based on what you're saying, is that what could be missing are some certain things, mm-hmm. and they would add that in as like almost supplements, add it to it. Now, there's a reason for it. Pets, they're always going to try it because the same thing in the medical field. They're always trying things on pets. They'll say, oh, you know, like the, for instance, is let bigger dogs live longer years. And they're starting that on the pets, but then they're going to try to move it into the humans. So they're always starting with the pet community and trying different things on them to see if it works, and then they're going to move it on to the human side. But there are a lot of things to think about with the lab-grown meat. You won't have as many animals being killed in the world. So for people like PETA, people for the ethical treatment of animals and all, less of that. You won't have cow poo or cow farts everywhere. So methane gas, which cows are the biggest creators of methane
and
gas.
That is natural for them to have. Now,
right,
granted,
it is, but
I know
not
eventually,
for
you
mankind.
Know, if everything gets killed off, you may have no choice but to do lab grown meat. But that is, in my opinion, extremely unnatural. And I mean, our food is processed enough. You know, even for example, kibble for pets. Kibble is not normal. We have hydrolyzed diets, which is proteins broken down to their elemental portions. So we're taking something that is unnatural and making it more unnatural. How unnatural can you be with lab-grown meats?
We'll find out because it's hitting the markets. I know it's in other countries and coming here as well. We're going to go out to a break. We come back. We got Bert, so don't go away. This is Talkin' Pets.
Stranger, been waiting every evening for you to walk by.
Keep waiting. I'm still walking.
Oh, what's your name?
None of your business.
Pretty name.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love. To travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out in your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Firefighters in Rhode Island broke out their specialized ice rescue equipment when a cow wandered into a frozen pond and fell through the ice. The Block Island Fire Department said on social media that crews responded to a report of a cow that fell through the ice covering a pond on West Side Road. Photos of the scene showed the cow struggling to keep its head above the frigid water. Crews made quick work utilizing our ice rescue equipment, the post said. The firefighters were able to break a path through the ice to lead the cow back to land. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Dr. Linda Register.
Cows, we're remarkable cows. And wherever we go, it's a fabulous show. Oh, you know we are cows. That's right, we're cows. Such remarkable cows. We can sing very low. We can dance in a row. We are lovely and small. Yes, you know we are cows. If you thought that
I love this cow song. Yes, I'm sorry, but I love it. I can listen to it all the time. I don't know why, but it just, like, makes me happy. So we're going to go out to Bert in Mexico, and Bert has a question about his dog's
He's
hip.
In Mexico? You're getting calls from Mexico?
I guess.
Sure it's not New Mexico?
Bert, are you in Mexico or New Mexico?
No, sir. I'm in Rosarito, Mexico.
Mexico.
Wow.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you,
this
Bert.
This is my first call from, I think, from outside the country.
That's awesome.
Ever.
Yeah.
Okay, so confirming. Okay, what's your question?
Yes. Well, I have a bird dog. It's a mixed dog. It's well fit. I mean, it's really an omnivore. She eats carrots, potatoes, broccoli, and regular dog food. But the thing is, she's well fit. But she has a hip displacement, hereditary, and she doesn't. When she sits, she doesn't sit properly. She sits on her side, kind of. But the thing is, she walks well and everything like that. But once in a while, she can't get up, and she has problems getting up. It'll take about 2-3 days for her to get well again.
Okay, but how old is she?
She's 8 years old.
Okay. Has she been checked out by a veterinarian yet?
Yes. And the doctor said, he goes like, yeah, it's one of those things that there's no solution. You have to take pain pills, and it's not very good for her liver at this age. And she says, does the ocean water has anything to do with it? I mean, cold and... Because she's a swimmer.
Well, the thing is, if she's got a hip issue, like hip dysplasia sort of thing, which is kind of what it sounds like, and in many cases, one hip can be worse than the other, yes, weather certainly can affect things. Now, there are other things to do besides anti-inflammatories that can help with that. Now, it kind of depends on... like your area on what's available. Cold laser therapy certainly can help, but the units are not very cheap. So depending on what part of Mexico you're in, I don't know if that's going to be available. There's an electromagnetic device that you can get and use at home called the Assisi Loop. Glucosamine chondroitin supplements can help, as well as eggshell membrane. Even some of these will have herbal supplements such as boswellia or turmeric in it to kind of help with inflammation.
Another thing, too, that I want to pop in there on, Bert, is you can try just Google it or whatever, Good Pets Foods. I'm looking at it now. They have their dog treats. And they're Hip and Joint Plus. So like Linda's saying, Dr. Linda, it has glucosamine, chondroitin, perna, and
muscle. Mm-hmm.
And MSM. Mm-hmm. And it's there's 60 chews in a bottle if you opt to buy the whole bottle. But that will actually help out the glucosamine and everything as well. So you could try that. That's not going to solve the problem, but it might make it a little bit better.
And it's going to take a while to build up. There's also another thing you can give called UC2, which is undenatured collagen. There's a product called Flexidin Advance. The nice thing about that product is you only give one chew. And so, you know, I don't advocate giving like raw chicken bones and stuff because it can cause problems. But it is from chicken, and the purpose of that is the undenatured collagen is the body reacts to the undenatured collagen in the joints. The other thing you could see about looking into is acupuncture. You could see if there's anyone that does acupuncture. There is, I know in the U.S., but they have other locations. You can check with the Qi Institute or Qi University. They're located in Florida. CHI. University or Qi Institute, and you can look by zip code, I know, in the U.S. to find practitioners, but they train veterinarians worldwide with acupuncture. That can certainly help. Some practitioners also incorporate herbs and herb therapy or food therapy as well. And if you're given a regular dog food with like supplementing, you know, with fresh fruits and vegetables, you know, you could either do like a homemade diet, which they can give you a recipe and tell you like what to add to it to make it complete. Or you can supplement foods that are good for her with the dog food. If you do that, I recommend no more than 10% fresh dog food. Otherwise, you're going to throw off the nutritional balance of the food.
And Bert, I want you to hold on too and talk to Sydney when you're on when you go back to her, so we can get your address, because I'm going to ship you out from Good Pets Foods. They have like sampler bags, and it's the Hip and Joint Plus, the Daily Probiotic, and the Daily Multivitamin. I'm going to send you some of those from Good Pets Foods, and you, like I said, you may want to try purchasing the bottle. All the information will be on the packet when you receive it, but I'll send those to you. So make sure you hold on so we can get your address. But you know, the dog is 10 years old.
I think he said eight.
Yeah. 8 years old.
Yes.
Still up there in geriatric age. So, and I know that, you know, we've had this come across many times where people don't have the money to have a surgery done for hip replacement or anything like that. God knows I've had both of my hips replaced, and it's very expensive on the human side. So it's not cheap on the dog side either. But that may be an option if you have the choice to do that. But make the dog as comfortable as you can. And I just wanted to make, if you have a bed for the dog, get a bed that is elevated so the dog doesn't have to go down and try to get up off the floor.
They do make Tempur-Pedic beds. There's also something else you can help that can give her a little grip called toe grips. They're little silicone bands that you put on their toenails. And the thing is, their nails do have to touch the floor to work, because I recommended it to a show poodle one time. The nails were too short. Didn't work. So you can certainly consider that. There's also a new drug called Librela to consider too, but I recommend that for end stage.
So try that out, Bert, but stay on the line and speak with Sydney so I get your address and we'll ship those out to you. Also, if you want to go back and you didn't hear everything Dr. Linda said, this show will be posted on Monday morning on TalkinPets.com, and you can listen to the archives there. And that will give you, just in case you missed anything. Thank you, Bert, and say hello to Mexico for us.
Yes.
This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean? And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch.
Okay.
As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes.
Okay.
It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X.
Oh, really?
The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
San Diego, California. The San Diego Zoo has lost a beloved icon who called the zoo her home for nearly a century. The Galapagos tortoise, Grandma, passed away after reaching an estimated age of 141 years. The zoo said Grandma's storied legacy at the zoo spans nearly the entire history of the institution itself. She arrived between 1928 and 1931 as part of the first group of Galapagos tortoises to come to the zoo. And legend has it, the San Diego Zoo founder, Dr. Harry Wedgeforth, himself welcomed her arrival. Born in her native habitat, her exact birth date remains unknown, though experts estimate she may have reached an incredible age of 141 years, which would have made her the oldest individual thriving at the zoo. Outlining the incredible milestones that took place during Grandma's life, it is astonishing to consider that Grandma lived through in her lifetime. While enjoying sunshine, endless herbivorous snacks and puddles in her habitats throughout the reptile mesa, this sweet, shy tortoise arrived at the zoo's creation and evolution. As the world around her experienced more than 20 U.S. presidents, 2 world wars, and 2 pandemics, she gently touched countless lives over nearly a century in San Diego as an ambassador for reptile conservation worldwide. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting for Dr. Pet for Talking Pets, I'm Dr. Linda Register.
Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can also listen to us on Pound 250 on your smartphone, as well as on Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn, and at TalkinPets.com, our website, and click on Listen Live. And you can go back and listen to the archives on there as well under the podcast button. This is Talkin' Pets.
The finish line's close and you've nothing to prove. And though I'm behind, I need a nap too. Cause I'm a tortoise, I've
nothing to. On March 10th, a heartless act of cruelty was captured on surveillance video.
A man drove to a dumpster near the 25,000 block of Cabot Road in Laguna Hills and pulled a plastic trash bag from his car. He walked to the dumpster and dumped an injured cat into the trash bin before driving away. According to the Mission Viejo Animal Service Agency, the injured cat suffered in the dumpster for nearly 15 hours before being found, and she was discovered just moments before the dumpster was scheduled for collection. Against all odds, the sweet cat survived the abuse and abandonment. She's been dubbed Willow, aka Boo Boo, and the Mission Viejo Animal Service Agency has stated that she is expected to survive. Her body may have been battered, but her affectionate demeanor was not destroyed, the agency said. Despite the heartbreaking betrayal, Willow continues to show immense affection to the veterinary staff caring for her, purring and seeking comfort for those providing her with kindness and affection, they said. The city of Mission Viejo released a statement on March 13th. Boo Boo remains under veterinary care and is improving. She was examined by a leading forensic veterinarian this morning and is receiving continued care at a partner hospital. Her owner came forward and is assisting the MVAS investigation team with information about the male suspect who injured and tossed that cat into a dumpster. With her help, the video evidence and other information, there is probable cause to press charges against the man in the video. Please add your name to the petition at www.animalvictory.org to hold this man accountable for his heartless action. There is no excuse for abandoning this injured cat in a dumpster, and it is a miracle that she was found before this unthinkable action took place. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Michael Hambert.
In the night, I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? Oh, how could you be so heartless? Be so cold as a winter wind, wind and breeze, yo. Just remember that you talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you're talking to me, you know. Mean after all the things that we've been through, mean after all the things we got into. Yo, I know some things that you ain't told me. Yo, I did some things, but that's all on me. And now you wanna give me back and you gon' show me. And you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well, I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401.
818-818-6401. Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you know what animal this is that makes this sound, then you're a winner. Call up 818-818-6401, and you could go with a bottle of SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. I guarantee it will take out any odors. It is the best out there. You can go also with Good Pets Food Treats for your dogs, treat supplements. We will send those out to you. We do have the book, the new book from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Pets, Pets, Pets. We also have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD on reptiles. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets in black or red. We do have some silly beads by Kayla. We have a Kansas City ink pen as well as a Starbucks tumbler holder. And we do have a badge holder as well and a keychain on Wallen, the country singer Wallen. We have a calendar on hippos, and it's a short calendar, small calendar. I mean, it's all year long.
This one only has 3 months in it. So.
We're only giving you a 6 month calendar.
It's a lunar calendar.
No, actually, it's a 1 year calendar, but it's on hippos. And it's on that little hippo. Who's that little hippo that was all over the news? It's on the calendar here. What is it, Michael?
The little pygmy hippo.
The mini hippo.
Yeah, the pygmy hippo.
Pygmy, does it have a name, or is it just...
It did have a name. I don't remember the name.
You know what, and I forget.
Yeah. He's but anyway, cute, though. Yeah.
And there
cute.
Was another one that came out afterwards, which is why...
Yeah. So that's, you can go with the calendar, but you have to name what creature makes this sound. So... What creature makes that sound? And some people, I will say, have them as a pet. Okay. Not a lot, but some do.
Hippo's name is Mudang.
Mudang, there you go.
Mudang. Yeah. And it meant like
baby
big roll or something like that. Like some pork roll.
So these creatures are small
Sorry,
men.
Sorry, random thought.
I love it. That's okay. Wait, right.
Michael's cracking up.
right to food. So this creature that made that sound is a small mammal native to North America. And if I say any more, I'll be giving it away. Mm-hmm. So yeah. What creature do you think makes that sound? I mean, if I was going to get what's considered a wild animal as a pet, I would maybe consider this creature. Because I think they're kind of cool, and I have seen them as pets with people, and they're very trainable and everything. And they're really neat looking, but there's a certain element that they do that you would not like, and actually SCOE 10X would get that odor out, but that odor is removed as a pet, so you don't have to worry about that aspect. But I don't recommend wild creatures as a pet, but it is kind of cute. And,
saying too much.
And I did pet them. I thought they were kind of cool. 818-618-6401. Did you pet one as well?
Yeah, I have before. They're kind of cute, actually.
Yeah, they are, actually. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call, and you could be a winner of a prize. So 818-818-6401, that's the number. Give us a call and take a shot at it.
Yeah.
And you could win something. I recommend the SCOE 10X. Especially around this certain creature. Anyway, it's an odor eliminator. 818-818-6401. I want to ask you, Dr. Linda, you know, recently I saw the movie, I screened it as a critic, the movie Primate. And what I will tell you, it's full of horror, full of gore, but it's very honest and very truthful of what a chimpanzee can do to a human body.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most disturbing part about the film, was that it is truthful, because what happened to some of these people in this film happened to people that I know of. But the reason why this happened with this chimp, why it went crazy this way, is because of rabies. So how would you, and I'm just kind of a short term on, if you're pet, for instance, your dog, your cat, got rabies, how would you know, like, by looking at them? You know, in Cujo, which this movie, Primate, is the Cujo of the cinema now. But Cujo was foaming at the mouth and all, you know.
The thing is, while there's certain signs that you see, such as hydrophobia and whatnot, where, you know, they can't swallow well, it's anything neurologic can be rabies. Is usually on the differential list. Other things is the vaccine status of the pet. Has it been vaccinated for rabies? When was it vaccinated for rabies? Has it been exposed to an animal that could carry rabies? And any warm-blooded mammal can carry rabies.
Mm.
Some, more often than not, for human exposure the past couple years, the highest animal that people have been exposed to is bats to get rabies. Now, there are some animals that are less likely to get rabies, but still, there's a possibility, such as possums. They have a lower body temperature. Rabbits are unlikely, although there have been reported cases because they are warm-blooded mammals.
So I heard that spelunkers can actually get rabies just by being down in those caves.
Right, because the rabies is excreted in the urine and the feces, and so breathing in all that dust and stuff, especially from the guano, you can inhale the virus.
Wow.
So... if your pet gets rabies, or a human gets rabies, in this case, I don't want to give too much away, but with the movie Primate, is there something that you can take as a human
As a human, if there is a known exposure or suspected exposure, then post-exposure prophylaxis can be done. Once the signs start, medical teams may try giving the post-exposure, but there's no guarantee it's going to work. I did read about one case. There was a woman who got exposed to rabies. I don't remember how. Was showing signs. They gave her the injections, and she got worse. Mm. She actually recovered one of the few cases, and the reason she got worse was her body was already fighting off the virus.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets. When we come back, we're going to go to Chula Vista, California, and Bruce. This is Talkin' Pets. Your next adventure, John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators and small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life?
Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is...
So we're going to go out to Bruce, and Bruce is actually listening to us out there in Chula Vista, California, KCBQ. And, Bruce... This is the animal sound. What do you think it is?
It sounds a bit like a ferret to me.
A ferret?
Yes.
A ferret. Could it be a ferret?
Run, Forrest, run!
That would be no. But, okay. Because it's like, I'm going to give you strike three. So that was strike one. Listen again. And basically, I will say...
Like a
what?
It's a bird. I'm trying to think of what type.
I will tell you that it's not a bird.
Not a bird.
It's not a bird. It's a mammal native to North America. And if you encountered one, I did say the odor eliminator, SCOE 10X, would take out that odor.
A skunk?
Congratulations. You were right.
So, well, you know, I'm a hiker, and I'm very much in love with all animals and life on this planet.
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever heard a skunk make that sound.
Yeah.
I've run into a few.
I haven't either, and they mentioned them being as pets. Granted, I have not seen them as pets for quite some time, but the couple of them that, you know, I have seen and been in contact with, yeah, they didn't make that sound either. So my first thought was a squirrel.
I've actually heard them make that sound. And I do think they're cool. Not that I would go out and get one as a pet, but if I was going to get a wild creature as a pet, that is kind of a pet. They made it a pet. I would probably go with the skunk because they really are cool. But I'm not getting a skunk. Anyway, on that note, what do you want to go with, Bruce? Something you haven't won before, if you've ever won before, but... If you've never tried SCOE 10X, I do highly recommend it, especially because you're a hiker.
What is that?
It's an odor eliminator, and what it does is the SCOE 10X is actually a bacterium that eats the odor. It doesn't mask it. It's not a perfume, so it doesn't, like, mask it that, like, a week later, all of a sudden, the odor is going to come back. This is actually a bacterium that, it's a spray bottle, it's a spray, and you spray it on the subject, and it takes the odor out of it.
Okay, let's go with that. That sounds good.
Yeah, no, it's amazing stuff. I love it. And especially having as many animals as I have, it comes in handy. And I've used it in my garbage disposal, too. It works well. So we'll ship that out to you. Stay on the line and speak with Sydney. We'll get your address, and we'll ship it to you.
Great.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. That's Bruce out there. Congratulations. And Linda, I think you have a short story for us.
I do. Waiting for my cue. Dogs can be trained to detect diseases in honeybee colonies, especially the destructive bacteria American foul brood, by sniffing out unique scents released by the infected larvae. Using these powerful sense of smell, disease detection dogs like English Springer Spaniel named Maple, a retired police canine retrained at Michigan State University, can identify infected hives early and alert handlers so beekeepers can act quickly. This approach is fast, efficient, and highly effective, allowing a single dog to screen thousands of hives while helping protect honeybee populations vital to the pollination and food security. Maple has also been privileged to be fitted with her own beekeeping suit. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Dr. Linda Register.
When Pooh can't sleep 'cause his belly's rumbling, the search for honey has left him grumbling. Finally into his bed he's tumbling to sing his counting song. He counts honeybees all night long.
So I think that's pretty cool that, you know, I mean, dogs' noses are so in tune, I mean, that they can pick up any kind of, they've been known to actually let you know if you have cancer and other things like that. Drugs, of course. Many things dogs are able to sniff out.
Yep.
Before, because we're at the top of the hour, before we close, I wanted to go back on to the rabies conversation that we were having. With rabies, how often, because I know some doctors have cut back on giving vaccinations. It seems to be a controversy lately, not even lately, over the last couple of years. But rabies is one that you have to do, right?
You have to give. It is legally required by law. In the state of Florida, which I think most municipalities go by the manufacturers, Florida does. First vaccine is usually given anywhere between 12 and 16-ish weeks of age. Needs to be boosted 1 year later. At that 1 year mark, that booster can be a 3 year vaccine. Now, if a patient has some sort of, say, autoimmune disorder, cancer, isn't healthy, then many municipalities will recognize what is known as a medical exemption, which basically states the owner presented the pet to the veterinarian for the vaccine, but because of XYZ condition, the doctor has deemed the pet not healthy enough for the vaccine.
So you're the owner of East West Animal Hospital here in Florida, in Lutz, Florida, but we're heard all around the country and apparently all over the world. And, you know, we are the largest, longest running pet show in the country at 35 years. But the thing is that with other states, other areas, I would imagine they're probably pretty similar, if not
probably
point on.
Pretty similar, but that's where you need to talk to your veterinarian and find out what is recommended for your area. And there can be state regulations as well as local regulations that may be different.
Do doctors like yourself, veterinarians, have to have like a booster or something done because you're always handling animals?
When you go to vet school, you have to be vaccinated for rabies because you never know when you're going to come in contact with a patient with rabies. When I was in vet school my senior year, we had three horses back to back that had rabies.
So do you have to constantly get shots, like every 3 years, like a dog or an animal?
No,
or is
we
it
do,
just one
we
time?
Do vaccine titers to monitor our level. If you're exposed to rabies, then the health department usually recommends that you get a booster to boost your immunity for the exposure.
Well, once again, thanks to everybody for tuning in to Talking Pets. A big shout out to the program directors and general managers. We thank you for carrying the program. And to our listeners, we love you. And thank you so much for tuning in every week. Same pet time, same pet channel, Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Linda Register.
Michael Hambrick.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.